for today. So unfortunately, I don't have a guest for today. I don't have a guest for today, really. I've been trying to get their confirmation and they didn't confirm and everything. Like I've shared with you, it's a bit hard to bring in someone last minute to say come on the show this evening. Usually it takes like weeks of planning, 2 weeks actually, like that's when we seal for an artist to come on this show here. But hey, so much coming up in the second hour. I've seen a lot of your messages coming through. Keep all that coming through to us on 0956 200 0490. Who is a Christian?
Introducing the Creative Media Awards 2025, Zambia's premier celebration of advertising, marketing, and media excellence. Nominations are now open from 5th November to 31st November. We are inviting brands, agencies, creatives, and media professionals to submit their finest work and stand among the best. If it inspires, if it sold, if it moves people, this is your moment to shine. Access the nominations link via our official social media pages at Creative Media Awards on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X. For partnerships, sponsorships, or general inquiries, email info@creativemediaawards.com or call 0964-724-263. The Creative Media Awards 2025, celebrating Zambia's finest in media marketing and creativity.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government pays 4.8 billion kwacha to farmers for 2024-2025 crop marketing season. BSLT concerned that buildings remain inadequately accessible for persons with disabilities, and Total faces war crimes allegations over Mozambique massacre. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Phiri has announced that government has so far paid 4.8 billion kwacha to farmers who provided maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in the 2024-2025 crop marketing season. Mr. Phiri says government has also paid 1.2 billion kwacha in auxiliary costs, bringing total disbursements to over 6.1 billion kwacha. Delivering his ministerial statement in the National Assembly today, Mr. Phiri said the agency had planned to buy 533,000 metric tons of maize at a cost of 3.6 billion kwacha. However, due to the bumper harvest obtained, 1,667,921.15 metric tons of maize was delivered from close to 846,655 farmers across the country, valued at 11.31 billion kwacha, an additional cost of 7.62 billion kwacha. Mr. Mtolo said arrangements are underway to clear the remaining balance of over 6.4 billion kwacha to farmers. Government is doing everything possible, including selling excess maize to neighboring Malawi so that money can come to pay the farmers, said Mr. Mtolo. He has assured that all maize purchased from farmers is in safe storage and further commended farmers for their continued patience and contribution to national food security.
Madam Speaker, I wish to inform the House that government has continued to make payments to farmers across the country. Even today, Madam Speaker, across the country at all banks, we are paying. And not only on working days, Madam Speaker, even Saturdays, and for some banks, even Sundays.
The Mpolongo Immigration Office on November 12, 2025, secured the conviction of a 34-year-old Congolese national, Kabazo Nyaza, for aiding and abetting one of his undocumented children and failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says for aiding and abetting, Mr. Nyaza was sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha or in default 2 years imprisonment with hard labor, while for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer, he was ordered to pay a fine of 2,500 kwacha or in default 6 months simple imprisonment. He said the suspect was apprehended on 18th November 2025 at Pendulum Fisheries Company during a routine snap check on boats arriving from Nsumbu. Nyaza presented a Zambian Green National Registration Card claiming Zambian citizenship, but his accent raised suspicions. He faces additional charges of aiding and abetting another undocumented child, obtaining a Zambian NRC by false pretenses, concealing identity and unlawful stay in Zambia, and these matters will come up for trial on 21st November 2025, said Mr. Nshinka in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. In a separate case, the Mufulira Magistrate Court on 14th November 2025 convicted Grace Kapambwe, 41, of house number 86, Minasoko Avenue, for harboring an undocumented Congolese refugee, contrary to Section 46B, as read with Section 56(1) of the Immigration and Deportation Act, number 18 of 2010. She was sentenced to pay a fine of 80,000 kwacha, or in default, 8 months simple imprisonment. Mr. Nshinka said Ms. Kapambwe was apprehended on 27th October 2025 during a routine operation in which one undocumented Congolese national was found in her home. Meanwhile, Mr. Nshinka said over the same period, the department removed 24 illegal immigrants from the country and denied entry to 8 foreign nationals who failed to meet Zambia's entry requirements.
Nyanza was apprehended on 18th November 2025 at Pendulum Fisheries Company during a routine snap check on boats arriving from Nsumbu. He initially presented a Zambian Green National Registration Card claiming Zambian citizenship, but his accent raised suspicions. He faces additional charges of feeding and abetting another undocumented child, obtaining a Zambian national registration card by false pretenses, concealing identity and unlawful stay in Zambia, and these matters will come up for trial on 21st November 2025. Similarly, the Mfulira Magistrate Court on 14th November 2025 convicted Grace Kapambwe, 41, of house number 86 Minasoko Avenue for harboring...
Bonshot Living Tour BSLT Zambia has expressed concern that a significant number of public and private buildings remain inadequately accessible for individuals with disabilities. Organization President Ntalasha Chisha says that the oversight critically hinders the ability of people with disabilities to fully and equitably participate in societal activities. Mr. Chisha says access to buildings is fundamentally linked to opportunities, resources, and the ability to thrive in life. Currently, many structures lack essential features such as elevators, while banking services frequently do not prioritize the needs of individuals with disabilities, said Mr. Chisha in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chisha has therefore called on the Ministry of Infrastructure and National Development, the Ministry of Local Government and other relevant line ministries to expedite compliance with these accessibility directives for both public and private structures. Mr. Chisha has, however, commended the statement by Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa mandating the enhancement of accessibility standards in all public buildings and facilities to ensure they are disability-friendly in accordance with current laws, saying it will foster inclusivity. He emphasized that a task force must be established to reinforce the critical directives outlined in Cabinet Circular No. 30 of 2024 in alignment with Section 42 of the Persons with Disabilities Act No. 6 of 2012.
Accessible public facilities must include wheelchair ramps at entrances and exits, built to standard specifications, compliant washrooms, designated parking spaces with appropriate dimensions, lifts equipped with non-breakable mirrors for wheelchair user assistance, and information available in accessible formats such as Braille and large print.
Zambia has recorded the highest rate of suspected digital fraud in the consumer life cycle at the account creation stage, according to the TransUnion 2025 update to the Top Fraud Trends Report. TransUnion Africa Senior Director for Fraud Product Management, Amritha Reddy, says 11.5% of all consumer account creation attempts in the first half of 2025 were flagged as potentially fraudulent. Ms. Reddy explains that Zambia's figures reflect global trends where account creation fraud remains the most prevalent stage for digital fraud, with 8.3% of such transactions worldwide suspected to be fraudulent during the same period. The report draws on proprietary data from TransUnion.